Welcome to Short Take. Marie Borchert was born in Bonn in 1982 and grew up in France. After graduating high school, she moved to Berlin and studied at the Ernst Busch Acting School. She has worked extensively in theater. Among the ensembles she worked with are the Berliner Arbeitertheater, BAT, and the Maxim Gorki Theater, as well as the National Theater Weimar and the Berliner Schaubühne, part of whose ensemble she was until 2020. Marie has played a wide variety of roles on TV, in projects such as Frau Jordan stellt gleich, Liebe jetzt, or St. Mike, which saw her act alongside her sister Bettina. In cinema, Marie has worked with Til Schweiger on his feature films Klassentreffen 1.0 and his latest, Kurt. She can currently be seen in theaters in Bully Herbig's Tausend Zeilen and soon also in Oscar's Kleid, which will be released on December 22, 2022. We talked to Marie via Zoom call for this interview. Hi, Marie. Our podcast Short Take is meant to give our listeners a quick but better idea of you and your work. We're going to ask you 19 questions, some personal, some less so. There's no need to overthink the answers. Let's just have some fun. If you're ready.
I am.
Great. How would you describe your current mood in 3 words?
I am a little bit tired, but relaxed and a bit excited also.
What is your favorite way to spend time?
I think the best way for me is with my family and friends. Just being together, having time to relax.
Do you have a guilty pleasure?
I think I have a few, but when I think about it, there's a... It's not even something really fancy. There's a really cheap milk chocolate with big hazelnuts that you can buy in the supermarket. It's the supermarket brand, so it's really very, very cheap. I love that. I could eat tons of that. And there's also something else that's licorice, these snails, you know?
Yeah.
I love them, and that's really horrible, because when I start, I can't really stop. That's my problem.
Well, that's fine. Everybody needs guilty pleasures.
I think. That's human. I think so, too.
Exactly. What is the favorite job you've done? And it doesn't necessarily have to be acting-related.
It's acting-related. It was my first production I did at the Schaubühne when I was in the ensemble of the Schaubühne. In 2015, it was a play written by Marius von Meyenburg. Mm-hmm. He wrote the play for us actors. Mm-hmm. It's called Stück Plastik. Stück Plastik is about an artist in Berlin. It has such a dark and, yeah, I don't know how to say it, special humor. Mm-hmm. You have to think and play very fast. I love playing that, and it was a great show. I loved that. And because it's not only the experience to play in front of the audience, but also with these special colleagues and with this special text. And I was always very excited, because I was always afraid to, you know, it's so much text and so the dialogues were so fast, like screwball. Mm-hmm. We had to prepare very good for this evening, but people loved it. Sometimes I meet someone, it happened like 2 or 3 times that they said, oh, I loved Stück Plastik. I saw it like 4 or 5 times. And I'm so happy, because I think, yeah, it's cool. We had a fan base. Yeah, but we don't play it anymore, unfortunately. But it was really great.
It sounds like unique experience. Acting,
yeah,
it was. Also for the audience to watch it. What do you most appreciate in your friendships?
My best friends are, I think the most important thing is to be indulgent, because we can't really meet so often. So the most thing I like about having a mobile phone is that we can stay connected. Even if we can't see each other, we can write and say what's going on in our moment. My best and oldest friend, she lives in Ireland, so this is not that easy. We can meet sometimes, and it's not as if we haven't seen each other for so long. And that this is really cool, because I realize that it's not that important. Yeah, to be indulgent and to be relaxed with the situation of not seeing each other, and to have the to have a humor together. I think that is really important.
What is your favorite food? Can be German, doesn't have to be German, obviously.
I love food anyway, but I would say it's more Austrian food. I love a good schnitzel, and especially with cranberries and lemon, and really a lot of cranberries. Normally, I order more and more and more because I love it. And if we would stay at the Austrian food after that, a Kaiserschmarrn, a really good Kaiserschmarrn. I love that. I could eat that every day.
I second that.
Yeah.
If you weren't an actor, what would you be?
Either a singer or perhaps also be something with languages, because I speak French fluently and I was raised in France. So perhaps something with languages and children and youth.
Which real life or fantasy talent would you like to have?
I would like to be a good dancer, which I'm not. I love dancing, but it looks strange, I think, but I don't care. Sometimes I think that would be really cool.
What is your favorite movie or TV series related memory? And it can be, you know, as an audience member as well. It doesn't have to be as an actor.
We have a tradition every year before Christmas. There's a film, a comedy that's called Christmas Vacation with what's his name again? Chevy Chase and Beverly D'Angelo. It's really, I think when you see it the first time, you think, what's that? But we have a group of close friends, and every year we try, before Christmas, we try to find a date to watch it together. Mm-hmm. And we drink mulled wine and eat gingerbread, and we know all the lines by heart. I love that.
What is the last book you read, or maybe still read?
I just finished Atonement, Ian McEwan. I read it in German, Abbitte, and I really loved it. I loved it. I haven't seen the movie, but I really loved the book, the psychology in it, and the language. I liked it very much.
Do you have a favorite hero or heroine from literature?
I would say Ronja Räubertochter. I couldn't, yeah, I'm just, well, because she is how she is. And I think it's not only as a child, I loved the film. Mm-hmm. But it's also as a grown-up.
Yeah.
I can really relate to her freedom.
Yeah, they're doing a new version, actually. I just...
Really?
Yeah, read that a few weeks ago. I don't remember if it... I think it's actually a series.
Oh, really? Right? Okay.
But I couldn't find very much about it, so I'm really hoping that...
That's interesting.
Information. Yeah.
Oh, that's very interesting. Yeah. Because I just watched it recently again with my daughter, because she's in the right age to watch it now. And I'm like, I hope she will like it because I loved it. And she really likes it. But that's really interesting.
What is the next, maybe German, TV series or film that you can't wait to watch? And it can be your own work.
There are many things I watched in German that I really appreciate and I'm looking forward to. But there's a new... Asterix et Obelix. You know, I grew up in France, and I was used to see all these Gérard Depardieu and Christian Clavier. And now there's Guillaume Canet, who I really admire because he's doing an interesting work. Also a director. Yes. And I love Gilles Lelouch, who is playing Obelix. And I just recently saw the trailer, and I'm really looking forward to that. I'm sorry that it's not German, but I'm really looking forward to that. And it's European, and I don't know when it's going to be released in Germany. It always takes more time, but I'm curious to see that.
Yeah, and I mean Asterix and Obelix, it's a cultural classic, as you said.
It is European. Yeah, it is. I can say that. Yeah.
Which German upcoming or maybe already established talent would you recommend our listeners to watch out for?
Well, I think there's so many. It's really difficult, but I just yesterday I watched The Empress on Netflix, and I didn't know the main actress. She is so great. Wow. I was really amazed by her tender way of playing and so fine, and I was really intrigued by her way of playing. She's so young and so great.
Now things are getting a little bit personal. What do you like most about yourself?
I'm quite easy to work with. I'm quite easy to hang around because I'm very flexible, I think, perhaps because I grew up with many siblings. We were five children. So I'm used to get on with situations. I think I'm quite spontaneous also.
Which brings us to, what do you dislike about yourself?
Especially at work, I think I realized that it's important for me to, I don't know, put boundaries and explain or express clearer what I do want, what I do not want. And I learned that. And that's something that is very important, I think, to manage to say. And sometimes it's hard because I am a Libra. Yeah. So I don't like situations where people don't get along. So I'm like, oh no, it's going to be fine. But yeah, so this is part of my personality. I'm working on it.
What is the last thing you regret and why?
I think in general, I don't know one thing, but I would say in general, not to celebrate when you have the opportunity. We just lost a friend a few weeks ago. It's a shock because it was a best friend of my sister, and we were not that close, but she was very close. So it was a big shock for everybody. And he's my age, and nobody knew what would happen. He didn't know that. And and this is for the first time in my life, I realized, okay, you really have to be in the moment, to celebrate every day and to do things, and don't tell yourself, oh, I could do this tomorrow, next year. Really, life is too short. So dance if you want to dance, and celebrate if you want to celebrate. Just take the opportunities, I would say.
Which random thing makes you happy?
Things that make me happy is when, yeah, I don't know, like breakfast, nice breakfast, for example. I love breakfast. And when, for example, you are on a set and you realize that people are thoughtful, like small things, you know, they make a nice little, I don't know, breakfast, and they do it for you. And these are small things that make me very happy.
This sort of loops back a little bit to our regret question. Do you have a life motto?
My husband would say yes. What I always say is, in German, I would say Gemütlichkeit ist das A und O. So coziness is the most important thing. Yeah, I think that would be my life motto.
Okay, you heard it here first, people. When we are already at the last question. This might be a little bit tricky to answer, but who would play you in a film or series about your life?
There are so many people I admire, but actresses. Yes, and two of them are Kristen Wiig, who I love, so funny. And then I love Jennifer Lawrence. So if I could choose, I would say a mixture between Kristen Wiig and Jennifer Lawrence. That would be perfect.
And that was it. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
It was a pleasure.
Thank you very much.
ShoreTake is produced by German Films, the National Information and Advisory Center for the Promotion of German Films Worldwide. To find out more about our guests, check out the links in our show notes. To stay up to date with our episodes, subscribe wherever you find your podcasts.